Okay, good evening. So we are starting today the fifth perek, and the fifth perek is marks a turning point in the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. If you've got the Gemara open in front of you, you'll see that we're on Nun Chet Amud Aleph, and you'll see on Nun Zayin Amud Bet. Nun Zayin Amud Bet is a very short Amud, but you've then got the Seder V'Hilchot Korban Pesach Rishon B'Ktzara, which is really an introduction to the second part of Masechet Pesachim. Masechet Pesachim, I think we mentioned this in one of the earlier shurim, divides into two parts. There's Pesachim A and Pesachim B. Pesachim A deals with all the dinim of the festival of Pesach, and Pesachim B deals with the dinim of the Korban Pesach. So the first four prakim deal essentially with halachot to do with chametz and matzah, and the tenth perek comes together with them, because the tenth perek is Arve Pesachim and deals with the halachot of the Leil HaSeder. And chapters 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 deal with the halachot of the Korban Pesach, and so therefore there's no Rif and Rosh on chapters 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because they're not ma'asi, they're not practical nowadays. So this is a shift we've got for the next 40 daf, next 40 daf or so, 41 daf, dealing with the halakhot of the Korban Pesach. So let's start at the top of the Amud. Tamid Nishchat. So we're talking about, first we're going to be talking about when the Korban Tamid is offered up. Remember, we've got on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, you had to offer up the Korban Pesach, but obviously there were also the daily sacrifices for the 14th of Nisan, which needed to be offered up. So, telling us in general, Tamid Nishchat Bishmona Umechtza, the Karev Batisha Umechtza, the Korban Tamid is shechted, the daily afternoon sacrifice is shechted, Bishmona Umechtza, eight and a half hours into the day, that's eight and a half halachic hours into the day, the Karev Batisha Umechtza, and the offering is completed at 9.5 hours into the day. Look at Rashi, top Rashi's right-hand column. Tamid shel bein harbayim. So we're talking about the afternoon sacrifice. The karev betisho mechza gemar hakravato. The end of, they finish offering it up by 9.5 hours into the day. Shayu shoyin shachat biasiato. It took them an hour to offer it up. You know, there was quite a lot to do. You know, we tend to think, oh, offer up a korban, chick-chack. But, you know, you're shechting an animal, you're flaying an animal, you're sprinkling the blood, you're taking it up onto the mizbeach, etc., etc. With the Gemara Mefarish Tama, the Gemara will explain why it was done at this time. So already I've got a question, and I've got a question that I don't have an answer to. But we're going to talk a little bit further as we go through the shiur. But the time of offering up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim reflects or is the basis for the time when we can offer, when we can daven mincha. So we don't daven mincha before the time that we offer up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And the normal time of offering up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim was 8.5 hours into the day, and it was concluded by 9.5 hours into the day. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel talks about the optimum time for davening mincha. And if we look in Reish Lamed Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us what's the optimal time for davening mincha. It says, V'ikazmana mitesha sha'ot lemala ad halayla. The ikazman, the best time to daven mincha, is from 9.5 hours into the day. You can daven it a bit earlier. You can daven it from 6.5 hours into the day, and we'll see why in a moment. But the Ikersman, the best time, is the 9.5 hours into the day. What I don't understand is actually why we don't say the Ikersman is 8.5 hours into the day. There should be a very straightforward reason. But why do we say the Ikersman is 9.5 hours into the day? Because that's when the time in Shel Bein Harbayim was offered up on a normal day. But the point is, we've just seen that the conclusion of offering it up was 9.5 hours on a normal day. It was that's when they finished. So why don't we say the best time to daven Mincha is from 8.5 hours till 9.5 hours into the day? So I don't have an answer to that question. I suspect there must be a fairly straightforward answer, because it seems such an obvious question. There must be an obvious answer, and I suspect I'm perhaps missing something somewhere, but I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm missing. So we'll park that question for the time being. So in any event, Tamid Nishchat Bishmono Mechza. So the Korban Tamid is offered up, is shechted on a daily basis, 8.5 hours into the day, the Karev B'tisho Mechza, and is offered up, or the offering finishes, 9.5 hours into the day. Ba'arvei Pesachim, now on Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'shevo Mechza, is actually shechted an hour earlier, 7.5 hours into the day. The Karev Bishmono Mechza, and they finish offering it up 8.5 hours into the day. Bein Bachol, Bein B'Shabbat, whether we're talking about during the week or whether we're talking about on a Shabbat. Again, look at Rashi. Rashi, third line there. Arve Psachim. It says on Erev Pesach, Makdaminan Le, we do it earlier. Mishum Dabai the Me'er of Pesach Acharaf, because we need to offer up the Korban Pesach afterwards. Bivraitim of Farish Bigmara Minal under Pesach Achartam. The Gemara will explain how we know that we offer up the Korban Pesach after the time of Beit Shel Bein Harbayim. But the point is that we do offer it up after the time of Shel Bein Harbayim. So we've got a lot on, basically, that afternoon. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, on a usual day. I mean, this is one of the things we're going to say. See, usually you don't offer up anything after the afternoon sacrifice, after the time of Shel Bein Harbayim. So once you're done, you're done. On Erev Pesach, it's different. On Erev Pesach, you deal with the time of Shel Bein Harbayim, and then you've got to get the Korban Pesach shechted. And the Korban Pesach has to be shechted on the 14th. So you've got a relatively short window of opportunity in which to offer up the Korban Pesach. So therefore, you need to move the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim to be an hour earlier. And makes no difference whether we're talking about Erev Pesach is during the week or it's on a Shabbat. Erev Pesach Shechal Yot Be'erev Shabbat. But if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, now this is interesting for us, because we usually think, when's the complicated Erev Pesach? The complicated Erev Pesach is like this year, where Erev Pesach is on a Shabbat. That's when everything is funny arrangements, and we're in a mad rush for everything. But in actual fact, in the times of Beit HaMikdash, that wasn't the case. It was when Erev Pesach fell on a Friday that it was all a rush, and we'll explain why momentarily. So when Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, Nishchat B'sheshu Mechza, then the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is shechted 6.5 hours into the day. The Karev B'shevo Mechza, and is offered up, or they finish offering it up, 7.5 hours into the day. Par Pesach Acharav, and the Korban Pesach is offered up after that. Now look at Rashi. So Rashi says, fourth line there in the Rashi, Chal Erev Pesach B'erev Shabbat, so if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday, you've got to offer up the Korban Pesach even earlier. Mishum debay lishchot Pesach acharav, because you need to shech the Korban Pesach afterwards. Velitz loto, and you also need to get it roasted miba'od yom, before the day is over. So usually, you can roast the Korban Pesach at night. There was no hurry to roast it. I mean, obviously, a bit of a hurry. You've got to eat the Korban Pesach by midnight. But you had the whole evening in which to roast the Korban Pesach. However, roasting the Korban Pesach doesn't have to be done at night, so therefore it doesn't supersede Shabbat. So if first night Pesach, Seder night, is on a Friday night, i.e. Shabbat, then the Korban Pesach has to have been roasted as well before Shabbat comes in. So you've got an extra rush, and therefore on a Friday, when Erev Pesach was on a Friday, so then you would have to shecht the Korban Pesach an hour earlier. When Erev Pesach was on a Shabbat, you actually had a bit more time than usual. If Erev Pesach was on a Shabbat, you shechted your Korban Pesach on Shabbat, and then there was nothing you could do until nightfall. You couldn't roast it until nightfall. So you had a breather there. But on Erev Shabbat, you had to get it all done in time. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, let's look at a few observations of the Achronim. I want to start off by looking, I've shared this with you, so you should have this on the Daf Makorot that I sent out. I want to start off with the comments of the Tzlach, Tziyun LeNefesh Chaya, which is the Chidushim on Shas of the Nota Bihuda, of Rabbi Chezkel Landau of Prague. So his question is, why do we say Ba'arve Pesachim? Okay, why does it say Arve Pesachim, not Erev Pesach? We said Tamin Nishchat B'Shmona Mechza V'Karev B'Tishya Mechza Ba'arve Pesachim Nishchat B'Shevo Mechza V'Karev B'Shmona Mechza on an Erev Pesach. So the simple answer is to say we're talking about, every year, Erev Pesach this year, Erev Pesach next year, Erev Pesach last year, Erev Pesach the year 2 years hence, etc., etc. That's why it says Arve Pesachim. But the Tzlach gives another answer. Let's look at the Tzlach. The Tzlach says as follows. Nakat Arve Pesachim Lashon Rabim. It says Arve Pesachim in the plural. Nirelo Neodati. It seems to me. Dehada Makdamina Netamid. Why is it that the Korban Pesach, why is it that we offer up the Korban Tamid earlier? Hu Mishum Sheyez Man LePesach Shekarev Acharav. So that there'll be time to offer up the Korban Pesach afterwards. Now we might have thought there's a difference between Pesach Rishon in Nisan and Pesach Sheni in Iyar. Deva Pesach Rishon degam haktarat emurei haPesach tzrichim liot b'yod yom. In Nisan, not only do you have to have shechted the Korban Pesach and sprinkled the blood mibod yom, but all the bits that aren't going to be consumed should be burned on the Mizbeach before nightfall. You can't burn them on the Mizbeach after nightfall because it's not necessary to, it's not part of the Avodah, and you're not going to be consuming them. So those things have to be burned on the Mizbeach before Yom Tov comes in. So then you're in a bit of a hurry. Devilailahu Yom Tov for Einolat Chol Kareva Yom Tov. And it's Yom Tov, and you can't burn the bits of the this offering on Yom Tov. Lekachut shechu lehakdim hatamid shefisha lo yaspik hazman mitisho mechza at halayla. Therefore, you need to offer up the korban tamid a bit earlier, because if you don't offer it up till 9.5 hours in the day, you're not going to have time at halayla ligmor hakravat hapsachim im haktarate murehem. You're not going to have time to offer up the korban pesach and deal with all the emurim. Masha Ein came b'Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni in Iyar is different. Shalaila huchol, it's not Yom Tov night at all. Yachol lahatir ha'amur emurim balaila, so you can offer up the emurim at night. Ein tarklak dim hatanitam, I thought I'm not in such a hurry. Lekach shaninu ba'arve pesachim. That says the Nota Bihuda is why it says arve pesachim in the plural. Shagam b'pesach sheni hadin k'mo barishon. But also with Pesach sheni, the din is the same as with Pesach rishon, that you it's done earlier. So this is a bit of a chidush of the Nota Bihuda. I don't know if it appears in the Rambam passing like this, but he's saying that even on the 14th of Iyar, the Tamishal Ben Habayim is offered up earlier. I don't know if that's the way that we pasken, but it's an interesting chiddush there. Then, if we look at the Mishnah gave us three cases. It gave us the normal day, then it gave us Erev Pesach, and then it gave us Erev Pesach Shechaliot B'Shabbat. And then at the end it said, V'ha Pesach Acharav. Now, the Noda Behuda is also going to ask, why didn't we say in the second case, of course, in the first case on a normal day, there's no Korban Pesach Choftah. In the second case, it should have said on Erev Pesach, then the Tamid is offered up an hour earlier, followed by the Korban Pesach. And when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbat, then the Tamid is offered up a further hour earlier, followed by the Korban Pesach. Why is it only say in the second case, or in the final case on Erev Pesach Shecholiyot Erev Shabbat, that B'ha Pesach Acharav? So let's look at what the Noda Behuda says there. Zekaya Kuli Bave. So it's obviously it's referring to both cases, the whole thing. Dila Eil. The Tamid Pesach Achar Tamid Shalbein Harbaim. The Korban Pesach is always offered up after the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim. Now, why do we need to mention it at all? Why does the Mishnah need to tell me that on Erev Pesach, after I've offered up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim an hour earlier, that I then offer up the Korban Pesach? Pamiresha mochach demakdiminan demakdimin hatamid b'chol arvei pesachim miklal shah pesach zmanu achar tamid. It's obvious if I'm offering up the tamid shel bein harbaim earlier on erev Pesach, it's not so that everybody can get home and listen to Pesach songs on YouTube while they're making the charoset. It's so that they can offer up the Korban Pesach. So it's obvious I don't really need the Mishnah to tell me that after I've offered up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, that I'm going to be offering up the Korban Pesach. That's why I'm offering up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim earlier. Nira Laniut Dati, so he says, it seems to me, Deka Mashmalan Shah Pesach Uacharav Tekef. This is what it teaches us, is that immediately after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, you offer up the Korban Pesach. And there should be no interruption between the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim and the Korban Pesach. La puki mitanya kikushan nekaman daf nun tet amud aleph diktoritu neirot hayu craving bein tamid lepesach. And that goes against a brighter on the next daf, which indicates that in actual fact you offer up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, then you offer up the daily ketoret, then you light the menorah, and then you offer up the Korban Pesach. This Mishnah is telling us no. It's you do the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, then the Korban Pesach. And there's no gap. And then you presumably do the ketoret and the neirot before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. That's what the Gemara on Nun Tet seems to indicate. Kamash Mulan Tana Dimishnati, Uvaha Pesach Acharav. That's why it says Vaha Pesach Acharav, meaning immediately afterwards. So he says, V'lachena Nitamar Abenu HaGadol HaRambam, Perek Alef Mehilchot Korban Pesach Halach HaDalet. So he says, in actual fact, I've got a kasha against the Rambam. De Pasak Kitanya Kikushyan V'lo Kibraita Rishona. He says, the Rambam seems to Paskin actually like the brighter rather than like our Mishnah. Alfi Meshakatavti Satam Lanu Rebbe Mishnatim Kivraita Rishona. Our Mishnah is going according to the view that immediately after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, you offer up the Korban Pesach. Whereas the Rambam has gone against that, and he's not sure why the Rambam is paskening against that. So he's got this kasha against the Rambam, and therefore, to answer his kasha against the Rambam, he says, I better come up with a better answer of why it needs to say Bichlal Baha Pesach Acharav. Why does it need to say Baha Pesach Acharav? If I can come up with a better answer, then it would mean that according to the Mishnah, the Korban Pesach is not offered up immediately after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. V'lachein nireh laniut dati. So he says, it seems to me Kavana Acharav B'Mishnatenu. There's another intention of the Mishnah. B'ma da'amar Baha Pesach Acharav. The fact that it said Baha Pesach Acharav. What's the other intention? So actually referring to the middle case in the Mishnah, where it said, in a normal year, whether it's Erev Pesach is on a weekday or whether it's on a Shabbat, it's with regard to that that we're saying, v'ha-pesach acharav, d'lo teima'ah, because you might have thought, she'im chal b'shabbat after makdiminan ha-tamid sha'achat, what if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbat? So I might have thought, oh, even though we offer up the korban tamid an hour earlier, lefi d'leka n'dom d'avot b'shabbat, u'mishum s'rach n'dom d'avot d'chol leka, it's true that there's no real reason to have to offer it up earlier on a Shabbat because you haven't got Nadarim and Davot, and there's not a lot of stuff that needed to be done on Shabbat. So you've got sort of kind of an extra time. Tari be'emet be'erev Pesach and gam b'chol makdiminan lei. Aval ha-Pesach lo na'aseh b'Shabbat tekef achar tamid. I might have thought that on when Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbat, that I shouldn't shech the Korban Pesach right after the Tamid, ki im namtin sha'achat, because if we then have to wait around, ikha chashash mishum michmar bisra, we've got a concern that the meat will get warm and it'll start decaying. V'ayna kama midvarein bokim to the Rava, ka mashmalan tana de mishnatenu v'ha pesach acharav, v'lo chay shinan le michmar bisra. Meaning, my hava amina is, there's an actual fact, if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbat, I should offer up the Korban Pesach later in the day, rather than earlier in the day. Because once I've offered it up, I can't cook it any longer. So it's going to have to sit around, or go on my backpack or whatever, till Shabbat goes out, and then I can cook it. So I want to leave it as late as possible, so that it doesn't start going off, or so that people don't start cooking it early. And therefore, but we don't worry about that, and that's why the Mishnah says, for our Pesach Acharav, we offer the Korban Pesach up straight afterwards. Okay, so those were two comments of the Nodav Yehuda. Now let's look at the Gemara. Minani Meli. So the Gemara asks, from where do we know that the Tamid is offered up at 8.5 hours in the day? That's when it's shechted. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, "Da Amar Kra, we've got a pasuk. Et hakeves echad taseh v'aboker, v'et hakeves hashini taseh ben harbayim." Pasuk we know very well. It's from the Korban Tamid in Parashat Pinchas. We say it every morning. One keves shall be offered up. One sheep shall be offered up in the morning. And the other sheep shall be offered up, or you should do it, Bein Ha'arbayim. Now, Bein Ha'arbayim is a strange term because it could have just said Ba'erev. That's in the afternoon, or Ba'arbayim. What does it mean, Bein Ha'arbayim? Chalkehu levein shnei aravim. So it says, divide it or put it in the middle between two parts of the Erev. We usually translate as evening, but here it really means the afternoon. So divide it and put it in the middle of the two parts of the afternoon. Beit shaltu mechza lekan, shtei shaltu mechza lekan. You've got 6 hours in the afternoon from midday, 2.5 hours on one side of the Korban Pesach, of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, 2.5 hours on the other side, v'sha'achat l'asiyato, and it takes 1 hour to offer it up. Let's look at Rashi. Bein Harbayim, m'sheisha otu l'mala, we mean from midday onwards, sha'atzel noteh, when the shade starts shifting. Karinam Bein Harbayim, that's what we call Bein Harbayim, the afternoon. For Havelin Michtav, and it could have written Ba'erev. It could have just said Betakeves Hashini Taseh Ba'erev. You should offer up the second keves in the afternoon. V'shani b'diburei, but it changed its lashon. V'katav Bein Harbayim and said Bein Harbayim Lidrasha to give us a drasha. Chaloka Erev Lishnei Chalakim. Divide the afternoon into two parts. Shtei shaltu mechza lekan kodem l'asiyato, veit shaltu mechza lekan l'achar asiyato. 2.5 hours before you offer it up, 2.5 hours after you've offered it up, plus the hour for offering it up, and that takes the whole afternoon. So that's, according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, how we know that the Tamid Shah ben Harbaim is usually offered up or shechted at 8.5 hours in the day, and you finish offering it at 9.5 hours in the day. Mativ Rafa. But Rafa asks Akasha. Ba'arve Pesachim nishchat b'shevo mechza v'karev b'shmono mechza. Who we learned in our Mishnah that on Erev Pesach we offer up the Korban Tamid an hour earlier. We shecht it at 7.5 hours and finish offering it at 8.5 hours. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbat, whether it's on the weekday or whether it's on the Shabbat. V'isal k'datach b'shmono mechza d'oraita. And if you think, like we've just said, that to offer it up at 8.5 hours into the day is a requirement from the pasuk, again, it's a din d'oraita, heichi makdiminan lei. So how can we move it earlier? In terms of, the Torah tells us, and we say that Taseh Ben Harbayim means it needs to be plonk in the middle of the afternoon, then that's when the Torah is telling us we should offer up the Tamisha Ben Harbayim, and the Korban Pesach should be irrelevant to that equation. Ela Amar Rafa, so Rava said it must be that mitzvah to the Tamid, the mitzvah of offering up the Korban Tamid, is actually Mishinatu Tzalele Erev. Once the afternoon shadows start being cast. My Tama, and what's the reason for that? The Amar Kra Bein Harbayim, because the Pasuk says Bein Harbayim, which means Me'idana D'matchil Shim Shalamerav, from the time that the sun starts heading towards the horizon. Hilkach, therefore, so really you can offer up the Korban Tamisha Bein Harbayim any time in the afternoon. Hilkach b'shayim motashana d'ikan nedarim davot, the whole year round, where you're busy with nedarim and davot, you've got all these things you want to offer up. Drachmana amar aleha chelvei hashlamim, and the pasuk says in Parashat Tzav aleha chelvei hashlamim, that after you've offered up the korban tamid in the morning, then on top of that, as it were, you have the chelvei hashlamim. Va'amamar, and we darshan it, aleha hashleim kol ha-korbanot kulam, that you finish doing all the korbanot in the context of these two tamidim. I always say the Tamid Shah Ben Harbayim, the Tamid Shah Bokeh and Tamid Shah Ben Harbayim are like two bookends or two brackets. Yeah, you can't offer up any other korbanot before the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, and you can't offer up any other korbanot after the Tamid Shah Ben Harbayim in the afternoon. Korban Pesach being the exception. So seeing as you've got you've got all these things that can be offered up in the afternoon, ma'achrinan le tarte shai, so we'll delay it 2 hours from the 6.5 hour to the 8.5 hour, va'achrinan le b'shmono mechza, and we'll do it at 8.5 hours into the day. Ba'arve Pesachim to Ika Pesach acharav, and on Erev Pesach, where we've got to offer up the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Kazminan Le Sha'achat, Ravdinan Le B'Shevo Mechza, so we bring it an hour earlier and do it 7.5 hours into the day. Chal Erev Pesach Liyos Erev Shabbat, and if Erev Pesach falls on Friday, to Ika Namit Sliyato to Lo Dachi Shabbat, we've also got to roast the Korban Pesach, which doesn't supersede Shabbat, Mokminan le adine b'sheshu mechza. So we do it exactly as the din says. You know, you offer it up at 6.5 hours into the day, and that's the earliest time you can do it, and that's when we do it. Just look at one Rashi. Rashi says, Ela Amar Rava. So Rava said, I can't accept your contention that Mina HaTorah you have to offer up the Korban, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim bang in the middle of the afternoon. Ela Amar Rava, Kulata Kanta de Rabbananhi. The time that we offer up the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is the Takana of the Rabbanan. Dimitoraita Kol Shei Sha'ot Acharonot Kisheirot. Midoraita, the whole afternoon is kasher. The last 6 hours of the day is kosher for offering up the afternoon sacrifice. Dahainu mechiyinatu tzalalei erev, that's meaning when the afternoon shadows start shifting, Dahainu mechatzi sheva ve'elach. That is half an hour after midday onwards, half an hour into the seventh hour. Shachaman or telemarav. At that point, the sun has moved to the west. Vatzel mizrach, and it's casting a shadow to the east. Shadoma med keneged chamatzi lo notel mizrach. Chatzi sheis chatzi sheva. He omedet b'emzar akia, between the halfway through the sixth hour and halfway through the seventh hour, the sun is in the middle of the sky. There's no shadows being cast, but everybody's standing on their shadow. So this Rashi, the Achronim discuss a bit, it's a bit problematic, this Rashi. Why is this Rashi problematic? Because Rashi started off by saying, when can you offer up the Tamishal Ben Harbayim? He said, Kol Sheish Sha'ot Achronot, any time during the last 6 hours of the day. Then he goes on to say, that's from when the afternoon shadows start being cast, which is from 6.5 hours into the day. It's half an hour after midday. So this is a problematic Rashi. So one suggestion is, there's a number of answers in the Achronim. One suggestion is that Rashi is saying that actually min hadin, you can offer up the Tamishal Ben Harbayim, even from midday. The only issue is that, you know, you shouldn't, because it's hard to discern, to ascertain when it's a bit before midday, when it's a bit after midday. So you should wait till, it's a takana of the Rabbanan to wait till 6.5 hours. But min hadin, midoraita, you could offer it up, earlier. So that's our conclusion, that according to Rava, that really you can offer up the Tamishel Ben Harbayim relatively late in the afternoon, or you can, sorry, I would say the other way, you can offer it up early in the afternoon. It's just we delay it because of the various korbanot which need to be offered up during the day and can't be offered up after that. And therefore, when there's a need, we'll offer it up a bit earlier. Want to look briefly, as I always like to say, what time does one say Shabbat? So we'll give ourselves just another 6 or 7 minutes, perhaps. So I want to look briefly at Rabbeinu David on this Gemara, and then look at interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which the source for it is in the sugya we've just learned. So we saw that Rava said in the Gemara, the time is Inatu Salei Erev. And what's the reason? Because it says Ben Harbayim Midana Dematchil Shimshel Amarav, from the time that the sun starts setting. Tzarich Lishol, so Rabbeinu David says, we need to ask the following question. Then we're still stuck with this problem of the lashon in the pasuk Ben Harbayim. What does it mean Ben Harbayim? According to Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Ben Harbayim meant bang in the middle of the afternoon. You've got half of the afternoon on one side of you and the other half of the afternoon on the other side of you. So that's fine. But according to Rava, that's not the case. So why is it, what does Ben Harbayim mean? Havaleila Meima Ba'erev. It should have just said Ba'erev. Dahainu Mishin Atu Talei Erev. Midana Dematchil Shimshon Amarav. You know, it just means in the afternoon. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is darshan the term Ben Harbayim, but Rava isn't. So now he's saying, I got the answer to this from my Rebbe. My Rebbe was the Ramban.
He
says the term word bain can mean one of two things. Yesh bain shehu mavdil. Sometimes the word bain means a separation, a division between two things. Hamavdil bain kodesh lechol. Bain or lechoshech. Okay, that's, you know, the division point. V'chein wal arov. That's the way it usually works. So he gives various examples. The yesh bein she'ein or mavdil, sometimes bein doesn't mean to divide something, aval b'inyan b'toch, It means something which is inside something else. Kagon Tina Alab Beinotenu. When Yaakov and Lavan met, he said, you know, there should be Avraham and Avimelech. There should be an oath between us, amongst us. Kolomar betochenu. Vaitein simrato al bein avotim. Betocham. Vayarim et hamachtot mi bein hasreifa. This is talking about with Korach. You know, he took up the machtot, the fire pans. Mi bein hasreifa. It doesn't mean from between the burning, but mi bein hasreifa, from mitocha, from inside, from within it. So it says the first Lashon, where we said, what does Ben Habayim mean? Means divide the day into the afternoon into two parts. That's understanding Ben as meaning between. It's in the middle of something. Whereas Rava's answer is understanding Ben Habayim means in during the course of the afternoon. During the course of the afternoon, you have to up the time, offer up the time of Shabbat Habayim. It doesn't need to be bang in the middle of the afternoon. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu David. Let's now just look at the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafnun Chet. So the Tor mentions a very interesting minhag, which seems quite clear that many of the Rishonim had, and I think some people still have it nowadays, but not many people in northwest London. Eimat chinin tasek b'fat b'yuddalad. Adachar Vav Shaot. So it's talking about baking your matzahs for the Seder. Okay, we're not talking about the matzahs you're going to be eating for breakfast the whole way through Pesach. But your matzah mitzvah, your shmura matzahs for the Seder, you shouldn't start baking them Adachar Vav Shaot until midday on Erev Pesach. Ve'ita b'tshuva ma'aseh b'echad shafar matzot kodim dalad shaot, u'kvar b'yechimtso v'asru rabotinu ha-matzah. There was a case of somebody who actually, he got rid of all his chametz in the morning. He was ahead of his time. He said to his wife, what do you want me to do? She said, no, everything's under control. You go and do something else. He says, go and bake the matzahs. So he baked them in the morning. The rabbi said, you can't use this matzah at Seder night. De'it kashla Pesach, because the matzah is compared or connected to the Pesach. The kevan de Pesach einu nishchat ele mevav sha'ot olamala. See this, the korban Pesach can't be offered up until midday. Af matzah kein. So that's the case with matzah as well. You mustn't bake your matzah until after midday. And then parenthetic, Avar Rabbeinu Eliezer, Agadol Rabbi Shmuel, Akoin hitiru. So he says, you know, Minatin actually you don't need to be this from. Many Rishonim hold not like this, but you know, it's Kibbutz Mitzvah, you know, to do it, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Fine. Now, what's interesting in the Torah? The Torah said the time for offering up the Korban Pesach is Mizvav Sha'ot Ulamala. But how can it be from 6.5 hours into the day, when, number one, we said you offer it up after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and number two, even the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim can't be offered up until 6.5 hours into the day. So you couldn't possibly offer up the Korban Pesach from midday. So we should say, you know, best you could offer up the Korban, you know, best you could bake your matzahs from 6.5 hours into the day. Maybe we'd say 7.5 hours into the day, because you'd never offer up your Korban Pesach before then. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says, Nagim shelo lalush matzot mitzvah be'erev ha-Pesach ad achar sheish sha'ot, shehuzman hakravat Korban Pesach. So he says, like the Lashon, Shulchan Aruch says, like the Lashon of the Torah, there's a machloket between the Magen Avraham and the Taz about what the Shulchan Aruch really means. If you look at the Magen Avraham, he says, Afal kav shizman hakravat ha-pesach hu-achar vav sha'otu mechza. So the Magen Avraham says, look, the whole sugya that we've just learnt, saying that you offer up the Korban Pesach after the time for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which would be 6.5 hours into the day, mikol makom ikazman ohu mechatzot. The ikazman, really, you can offer up the Korban Pesach from midday. It's just that because you haven't offered up yet the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, you can't offer it up before 6.5 hours into the day. But in theory, you could. Whereas the Taz says, What does it mean, achashesh? Perish achashesh umechza. The chain zman shchitat Pesach. The Taz just says that the Mechaber and the Tor weren't being 100% precise with their lashon. Okay, I want to finish off with one thing that occurred to me as I was preparing the shir, and I was very, very pleased that I found somebody who says exactly like I was thinking. So, we, at the beginning of the shir, we saw the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Gimel that said that the ideal time for davening mincha every day is to daven mincha katana, is to daven after 9.5 hours into the day, because that's when the korban tamid shel ben harbayim was usually offered up. So, it occurred to me, does that mean to say that on Erev Pesach, maybe one should daven mincha earlier? Maybe on Erev Pesach, one should daven mincha earlier, because on Erev Pesach, the tamid shel ben harbayim was always offered up earlier. So maybe we should offer up the tamid shel, we should daven mincha earlier. So, of course, it might depend on really why we, you know, the machloka between Rav and Rabbi Yosef ben Levi. Rabbi Yosef ben Levi is saying, no, the real time for offering up the tamid shel ben harbayim is in the middle of the afternoon. So the fact that on Erev Pesach we offer it up a bit earlier, you know, isn't, you know, that's just we, because we have to offer it up earlier. But that's not the, the ideal time for offering it up. Whereas, according to Rava, it can be offered up at any stage. So it's just usually it was offered up at 9.5 hours into the day. So fine, on a normal day, that's when we daven mincha. On Erev Pesach, when it's normally offered up earlier, then we should daven mincha earlier. So the Birkei Yosef, which is the Chida, says as follows, Ra'iti medaktikim lehitpalel Erev Pesach, mincha kodem asiyat ha-matzot. So he says, I see some very frum people on Erev Pesach, they daven mincha before they bake their matzahs. Even though, generally speaking, they're machmir to follow the Rambam and the Mechaber not to daven mincha gedola, on Erev Pesach they would daven earlier because, it doesn't actually say this, but I'm adding this in, why would they daven earlier on Erev Pesach? Because the tamid shel ben harbayim was offered up earlier on Erev Pesach. So, that's, you know, maybe a hiddur to incorporate. Last year we were in lockdown, so maybe, you know, we weren't davening with a minyan anyhow, so maybe we should have been machmir on that. This year, be'ezrat Hashem, we won't be in lockdown on Pesach, so to try and have a minyan in shul, you know, in the middle of the afternoon on Erev Pesach, I don't know who's got time for it. Except, of course, this year it's Shabbat. So people have got time for it. I'm not sure yet what our timings will be. In any event, Ad Kan for tonight's share.